Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for joining me on today's episode. I want to share with you how to boost your self-esteem. I think it's important to talk about your self-esteem because your self-esteem to a very, very large extent affects your performance in life and work. It affects what you can do and what you can't do. In fact, it affects what you step out to do or what you fail to step out to do. It affects what you do with your time or what you accept to do. And even when you are assigned a responsibility, your self-esteem affects whether you do it or not. If we have to go into definitions, your self-esteem is basically the way you perceive yourself. It's a product of the way you estimate, not esteem, is estimate, like calculate yourself. When you take stock of, okay, you calculate, okay, I have this, I have that, and I have that. When you finish this calculation, what comes to your mind as your worth to a large extent is what forms the way you esteem yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Now, your self-esteem affects your performance. As a matter of fact, two people with similar abilities will get two different results depending on the way they perceive themselves. I'll tell you what I mean. Let's assume I have the power. You have the power to take on Goliath. Two of us have the power. If you feel you are incapable, let me tell you what will happen. You won't even take a step. If you feel you are incapable, you will take a step because I've compared you to, except you are taking a step without courage. You are taking a step without confidence. You are taking a step in fear. Life has been wired that once fear, lack of confidence, and zero courage is present in the steps you are taking, you are guaranteed to get poor results than you would have if you are taking the step based on confidence, courage, and zero fear. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's how come your self-esteem affects your performance, not just in school, in work, and in life generally. That's why I think I want to share with you about four or five things you can do to boost your self-esteem, to ensure that your self-esteem at every point in time is in its right state. Now, one thing I think you should never forget is this. There are abilities that God has loaded in you. If you fail to esteem yourself right, you do not take the appropriate steps to release them. In fact, let me even by the side say this thing. It takes good self-esteem to be able to start a business. Yes. If you look at yourself as being incapable or incompetent or not good enough or that people will not even patronize you, my dear, you will not take a step to start your own business. You will not take a step to start your own ministry. You will not take a step to start your own NGO. You will not take a step to pursue the vision that God has given to you. You will not be able to take a step to submit a proposal where you work and say, "Oga, if we start this product, we'll be able to compete with this, our biggest competitor. And if we run this for 3 months, we'll be able to get this amount of market share." Do you understand what I'm saying? If you do not have confidence in yourself, even when you have the best ideas, you can't push them forward. You can't bring them forward so that the world considers it to see, can we give this guy a chance or not? Do you understand what I'm saying? So as much as possible, you should have good esteem of yourself. And in fact, let me tell you this. If you don't have good esteem of yourself, let me just bring some information across to you. God has made you in His image. He loaded a lot of stuff about him, his capacity, his abilities in you. What it means is that you are a co-God. Yes. Now, don't start getting into the theology of being a co-God and all that. But what I'm saying is God has put abilities a good dose of his abilities in you that makes you able to create things that nobody has created before. Let me say it again. You are not born to do what every other person is doing. You are born to do certain things specially well, excellently well, that other people will come to admire what you have done. As a matter of fact, I need you, you need me. I was not born to do what you are created to do. That's why I don't envy you if you're a banker. I have no business with bank. You shouldn't envy me if I was supposed to be a programmer. You shouldn't envy me that I've created a software and Google bought it for $100 billion. Don't envy me. You are supposed to be a preacher. Your job is to preach and preach continuously. Your job is to be a school teacher and you should teach with everything in you. No, listen, let me tell you something. You will teach so well, those who want the best of teachers will pay you the best of monies, if there's anything like that, to teach their children. The point I'm making is this. No matter what you do now, what God has called you to do, where you are, do not ever allow yourself to look like you are an inferior human being. you are not an inferior human being. Nobody can really say what you can do for sure. I'm serious about it. Your teacher don't have the capacity. Your parents are not even so good, except they are really connected to God, to be able to say, this is what you can do and this is what you cannot do. The only person that really know for sure what you can do and what you cannot do is God. Do you know why? When he manufactured you, he put certain qualities. When he was manufacturing, there are some softwares and applications installed in you that will be able to get certain results done. So do not allow people who don't have sense or who are myopic dictate that, okay, this is what you can do, this is who you are or who you are not, because of a certificate they give to you or because of stupid and silly comments they pass about your performance. You understand what I'm saying? So please understand who God has created you to. The moment you understand this thing, you begin to see yourself the way God sees you, and that is the starting point of even boosting your self-esteem. Now, another thing I also want you to bear in mind is, do not allow your past to define you. Every single one of us makes mistakes. Yes, Abraham lied. He said that Sarah is his wife Sarah is his sister when Sarah is his wife. Different mistakes in the Bible. Aside the Bible, look at normal life, people who live on this earth today, we make mistakes, even the most powerful we know. They made mistakes, lost money, made mistakes, got poor grades and all that. Some made mistakes, they had children out of wedlock. Some made mistakes, they couldn't go to school on time. They made different kinds, different ranges of mistakes. Now, this is the point. They made those mistakes, looked at the mistakes, pushed them aside, and moved on with their lives. Now, if you make your own mistakes and allow the mistake to define your life, you are cheating yourself. The reason is this. The mistakes you make doesn't define you. What defines is what God has made you to be. Have made and move on with your life. Begin to chart a new course of life. And you will, by the results you get today and in future, erase whatever mistake you have made in the past. So do not allow the mistakes you made, which ended up ensuring you stayed in school 8 over 8, that is, stayed in school 4 years after you should have graduated, and at the end of the day, you get a pass, define you. Do not allow the mistake that made you have a child out of wedlock define you. Do not allow the mistake that made you lose money define you. Those things are mistakes of the past. You have found them to be mistakes, and you are working towards correcting them by ensuring you avoid everything that led you to that mistakes. People can look at you, oh, isn't all this girl that gave birth to a child at 19? Don't mind them. That's their own opinion and they're entitled to it. There's this thing I say all the time. Everybody's entitled to his opinion, including an idiot. Anybody can say anything about you. You just decide what to take and what not to take. You understand what I'm saying? So do not allow your past mistakes to define you. Now, another thing I think you should do to boost your confidence is to always remind yourself of the success you have had. No matter how little it is, in your primary school, you took first position 2 or 3 times, it means that you are good, actually. You have done things that people so remark, oh, this girl, you are so fine. Oh, this guy, are you the person that did this? Oh, this is so wonderful. Remind yourself of these things. Let me tell you what it does for you. It assures you that you actually created with value and there is something you can offer. When the crowd is shouting, you are stupid, you are this, you are that, be whispering to yourself, no, Ifani, this is who I am. I got this thing, got this result, I was able to do this, I was commended on this. Constantly remind yourself of these things. What happens when you do that is that you begin to see yourself truly for who you are while you are moving to become really who you truly are. You understand that? Now, nothing you should do.
Thanks for being part of today's episode of Boost.
Connect yourself from people
brought to you by Boost.
Have negative influences.
Your capacity development platform.
They treat you anyhow.
Mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you
as much as you can. Please connect from them.
You can download more podcasts
your friend. Many everybody can listen to
when you visit Boost.
To get notification and alerts from them.
Interviews, podcasts, and books.
Kindly follow us on non-existent
Google Plus, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
If a man person tells you your clothes is dirty, you know you don't look back.
Connect with us on WhatsApp.
People who say every time they want to say things to make you go down. In which case, nothing is considered, and you understand that they are just laughing. Sorry, don't get the impression I'm saying this guy is angry. I'm not angry. I'm just trying to show you things you have to do because you need to protect your self-esteem, and beyond protecting, you should be in its right state because the state of your esteem affects your performance in life. Now, beware of who you take their opinion. It's not everybody that passes comments about what you way of reasoning, their way of measuring success, measuring people is actually distorted. They are not of God. The people who want to measure you because of your past mistakes, please don't mind their opinion. They can pass any opinion about your life. Who want to measure you because of your background, allow them to continue looking at your background while you are moving forward. You understand what I'm saying?
do not beware of who you consider his opinion. People pass silly comments, pass comments about it. They don't know how much it affects you. Some of them do it deliberately to make you go, to weigh you down. But please, it's your responsibility not to allow yourself to be weighed down. Do you understand? So the important thing I said again is your self-esteem matters a lot. It affects your performance in life and work. And please understand who God has made you to be. Do not allow your past define you. Always remind yourself of the successes you have had even in the past. Disconnect from negative influences, who will talk down on you all the time, and be careful who you listen to his opinion about your life. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Produce Step Up, brought to you by Produce World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit Produce.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Produce World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.